Today, Body and Mind welcomes Yolandi Boshoff of Divine Soul. Yolandi completed the Reiki Masters and the Advanced Soul Realignment Practitioner courses with Andrea Hess, who is based in the United States. Today, we will talk about the Akashic Records. Welcome, Yolandi.
Thanks, Darren. It's lovely to chat to you today.
Thank you, Yolandi. Now, Yolandi, before we move on to the Akashic Record readings, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I live in Somerset West with my husband Rob and our 7-year-old son. He's called Ben. And I love being in the outdoors, traveling, camping, and really enjoy living here in the Cape. And then I'll just tell you guys a bit about how I got into this whole thing about reading the Akashic Records. So in 2014, I was actually working as a business analyst in the financial industry, and I was developing apps for mobile banking. And earlier that year, I actually had my own Akashic Records read, and I was obviously on my own spiritual path and trying to figure out why I'm here and what I'm doing. And I had a lot of niggly feelings about what I'm supposed to be doing. And after I had my records read, I was really sort of guided as to what I need to do. So I was a really good listener, and I was good at giving advice to people, and everyone was always knocking on my door and asking me what to do. And my records really confirmed that I was a natural healer, and that healing through listening was really an important skill and a gift on my side. So I obviously thought, okay, great, this is fantastic. I should actually start pursuing this, but still in my comfort zone, kept on with the business analysis. And I, during this time, then did my Reiki 1 and 2 courses, and I qualified for those. And I was doing this on the side, and I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to start a little business on the side and do the Reiki and just see how things go. And then the universe just decided to basically give me a kick up the backside, and I got retrenched after this lovely, cozy life of 8 years of working, from home, and I could work when I wanted. I worked for guys overseas, so it was absolutely fantastic. And then I had no job, and I had to think about getting a job in Cape Town as an analyst, and it was traffic and all the stress of being away from my boy and my husband. And then I basically thought to myself, well, let's try a career change. And my husband was really supportive and said, you know what, you need to do what you need to do, so go forth and see what happens. So for a month I missioned around, and I did all kinds of research and what am I going to do, and I wasn't sure. And then I got to go to a really nice workshop where we did fantastic guided meditations, and it really just became clear to me that I needed to look into the records, because it was all about like ancient history, and you know, I need to find out about people and where they're from, etc. And when I got home, there was an email in my inbox from Andrea about a great special that they were running on how to read the Akashic Records, and it was like a big light bulb went off, and I thought, my guides can't be any more clear about this. So I think I need to do this. So I just jumped in and I completed the modules with her, and I went up to advanced practitioner level. And I also completed my Reiki Master's qualification. And so last year I opened my own business and called it Divine Soul. And I'm doing Akashic Records readings now. And I'm also doing Reiki for people. And I'm really loving every minute. So it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So,
divine.
Yes.
Thank you, Yolandi. Thank you, Yolandi. So now the question is burning. What are the Akashic Records?
Yeah, so this is, I think it's quite something new in South Africa that people are doing Akashic Record readings. And basically, if you think about it, I'll explain to you. Yeah, so what we have is we've got the Akasha, and it's basically two North Indian words. So Akar meaning space, and then Sha meaning hidden. So it's all about hidden space around us. So it's the ether around us. And the Akashic Records are actually an energetic database that is stored in the Akasha. So this database has got all the information about all the choices that you've ever made in your life. It's got all the information about where you come from when you were created by Source. It's got every single lifetime, every single choice you've ever made, everywhere you've ever been is in this big, big database. So it's basically like a huge library with no index card. And every single soul has its own Akashic Record, and it's got all of your information in there. So what we do with Akashic Record readings is that we actually open up your record, and we're able to access this information and share it with you. So it's really gives us information about your life journey and your soul growth and where you come from. The Akashic Records basically, you know, have been accessed since the beginning of time. But in the 1800s, it was really made very relevant by a lady called Madame Helena Blavatsky. And she really started talking about consciousness and spirituality, and she coined the term the Akashic Records. And then she also gave us information about reincarnation and karma and how your higher self and the universal consciousness all works together. So she was really the first lady to access this and bring this information out. And then after her, there were quite a few other people who also started studying it, bringing information out. Edward Casey, for instance, from America, in the early 1900s, he got the history of Atlantis and Lemuria from the Akashic Records and shared it with the world. So it's quite fascinating. And now these days, there are many different ways of accessing the records and actually getting information for people. And it's really all about helping people to find out what their soul purpose is and their life path and where they come from.
Mm-hmm. So now, how does one use the Akashic Records for healing?
Okay, so in my readings that I do and how I've been taught is we look at two parts. So you have a person's soul profile. That's the first part of the reading. And then we'd look at the soul realignment part. So now the soul profile part is where I give my clients information about where their soul originates from. So we look at things like various planets that people might come from, or we maybe if you were an Earth, the soul, or you're from the Pleiades or Orion or etc. So there's a whole host of places where we all originate from. Okay. So that type of information is in your Akashic record. And then we looked at what your gifts are and your soul specializations and also your energy centers. So this is sort of like your soul personality. And that really gives the person an idea of where they should be going, what they should be doing. And we also look at your life lessons or life themes. And through that whole package of putting it all together, it shows you what your divine nature is and how you should actually be expressing that in your day-to-day life. Now, what happens very often is, you know, we as people, we get told by society, oh, you have to go and study this and you have to do this and you have to live that way. And what I love about the soul profile part is it's sort of the honest truth about what your soul is, you know, because we cloud that with everyone else's issues and our own issues, and we all kind of lose sight of where we actually come from. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice part of the soul profile. So I'll tell you a bit about your guides and all sorts of information like that. And then what I do in the second part of the reading, the soul realignment part, is we look at your present life and your past lives. So if you think about this, your soul, when it's created, it's an absolutely perfect soul, and it decides, okay, that's it. I'm now going to move to Earth and I'm going to come and incarnate here and I'm going to live my lives here. And as you are here, you actually make decisions, and there's all kinds of decisions that you make. You make positive decisions and you make negative decisions. So negative decisions aren't necessarily something that's like evil or bad, but it's all about your choices. So if you make choices based on guilt or obligation or shame, we class that as a negative choice. Or if you make choices based on what other people think, that's a negative choice. So all of these negative choices basically form layers around your soul, and that basically obscures your view of who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. So through the Akashic Record reading, we identify certain patterns for people, and we basically give you a view of what your soul is actually supposed to be doing. And then when we're finished with, you know, identifying what all these patterns are, we are able to actually clear this energy out of the Akashic Records, the negative energy, give you an explanation of why are you doing certain things in your life and why are these patterns happening, and then helping you to then basically overcome this and change these patterns for yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Yolandi, can anybody come for a reading like this?
Yes, there's just certain rules. You obviously, okay, so you'll come to me And it's fine if you ask for a reading for yourself. But if you, for instance, say to me, I want to do a reading for someone that I sort of like and I want you to tell me more about them, I cannot do that because the person themselves has to give me explicit permission to do it. Now, okay. In the case of, for instance, a parent and a child, all parents can have readings done for their children without permission. That's no issue. If you are married to someone or you're in a really committed long-term relationship with someone, you know, I can have a reading done for my husband and that's fine because we're in a committed relationship. But yeah, so I can't just have randomly for someone off the street have a reading done, you know. But yeah, any person can come to me, and if you give me permission and you give me your details, I ask for things like your birth date and et cetera, a few other little things, and then we can do a reading for you.
Divine. Thank you, Yolandi. Now, please can you let us know how our listeners can contact you if they want to book a reading?
Okay, so they can go to my website. So they can go to divinesoul.co.za, and then you will find all the different readings. There's many different readings that I do. You can go to my Facebook page, which is also called Divine Soul. You can send me an email at info@divinesoul.co.za. Or you can just give me a phone call on 082-469-5615.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today, Yolandi. This has been really enlightening and very interesting.
Okay. Great. Excellent. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.